This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Now, Amari Cooper has been an exceptional receiver for the Cowboys this year, Kevin. Do you disagree?
No.
Okay, good. Something that Kevin is finally positive about.
A lot of people
are always upset about how negative Kevin is all the time.
That's fair.
That's what they call him, negative Kevin.
That's hurtful.
But I think that you can say that you've been really ecstatic. You felt like your investment of the first round pick has been worth its while.
Yes.
And when it comes to, man, I want to give Jerry, Steven, Will, you know, that brain trust of people tons of credit for the decision on Michael Bennett right now, the decision on Amari Cooper to pull that trigger, and the decision of adding Robert Quinn to this team. Kevin, when you have a team, you want to be able to have a very young team that has a lot of money that's not yet invested in them.
Sure.
But at the same time, be able to invest later down the road. But you also need to figure out how to sprinkle in senior leadership and veterans that have been around for a while. And the Cowboys frugally used draft picks to add that, to take advantage of the cap money that they had left on these guys. And even with their contracts, you know, they restructured the contract for Michael Bennett to move on next year if he wants to retire or go play somewhere else, whatever, or renegotiate another contract with the Cowboys if he likes it here.
He's looked good so far.
Robert Quinn, you know, you understand where his situation is, but you want to be able to kind of balance it out. We talked with Frank Provenzano. He was a former assistant GM for the Dallas Stars. And he worked all over the country in the hockey world. And Shippy knows a lot about hockey. We all do. But the mindset of whenever you're building your roster is you want youth. You want them at their peak. But you also want the ability to have veteran mindset. But it's very difficult to get that when you're dealing with a bunch of rookies. Or even with, you know, Dak's in his fourth year. But what's the highest level of success they've had in the playoffs so far?
Division.
How does he get to that next place?
Yeah.
How does Jason get to that next place?
Yeah.
But I will give them a lot of credit for continuing to sprinkle in that kind of talent. Now, with Amari Cooper, I saw this story from our good friend Katie Drummond, and it's on Cowboys Wire on USA Today. And there was Amari Cooper's numbers. He had, what, 0 catches, 2 official targets after he was, and these are official targets. I know he had some pulled back and everything. But the question now is his splits. Why does he struggle on the road? And Kevin,
does he struggle that much on the road?
Okay, because I never heard of splits because that's analytics. I never heard splits until we started talking about it in baseball a few years when we started the show.
I accidentally did the splits once.
Yeah, I've done the splits before.
It's not fun ever since.
But the splits here are interesting because of what he does on the road versus what he does at home. In 2019 games, at home, 5 games. All right, Kevin, do all these averages for me real quick. 39 catches on 49 targets.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he catches like 80% of his passes?
Yeah, 79.6 catch percentage. I actually already have the averages for you.
Oh, okay.
673 yards, so 17.3 yards per
117.
Average.
Okay. Oh, per game?
Per average.
Per
yards
catch?
Per reception.
Okay, gotcha.
On the road, 6 games, 17 catches.
Oh, dear.
On 32 targets.
Oh, my God. So that's like 52%?
So it drops from 80% to 53.1%. 213 yards. By the way, he's got 5 touchdowns on the road and 2 at home. We've been very happy with the numbers.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry. 5 at home, 2 on the road.
My bad. Okay, hold on.
Sorry.
I don't know anything anymore.
Started looking at the next thing. His splits over his career, though. This is where I want you to pay attention because you're starting to think, okay, so he was bad this year, right? Here are his home and road splits over his career. And I got a little, some of the numbers are a little skewed here. 2,018 yards at home, 1,982 yards on the road.
Okay.
274 targets, 188 catches. At home.
Okay.
272 targets, 146 receptions.
Oh, dear.
On the road. His catch percentage goes from 68.6 to 53%.
Holy smokes.
All right. So hold on. And that's fine. And in his wins, there's some more numbers here. His year by year look at his home and away catch percentage. 2019, 79 to 53. 2018, 76 to 63. 2017, 62.5 to 41 on the road.
Holy crap.
2016, 64 to 61. And then 2015, 61 to 50. But his entire career, he has been bad on the road and good at home. And I don't know why, because even still, he was good at Oakland.
Yeah.
And good here for the Cowboys. He's catching at least 11% of his targets on the road than at home over this year's gap is 26.5. So typically it's about 11% less. This year it's almost 30. And so you might think to yourself, okay, hold on. Let's look at this. What about Randall Cobb? Randall Cobb's catch percentage at home, 65%.
Okay.
On the road, 64. Michael Gallup's catch percentage on the road, 55.3%. His catch percentage on the road, 55.2%.
Oh.
So for those two receivers, he's that much better on the road than he is. There is about the same as they are on the road than at home. And the numbers here is what's kind of, it's perplexing, just like saying that word. It's not that I'm trying to bash a guy here. I'm trying to figure out why. And 877-881-1053. Let's try and come up with an idea here. Let's try. I love incorporating what you guys do. Y'all have the thoughts that really do break down what these guys are thinking in these situations and what's going on from the 214. Do we have a guy banging a trash can at AT&T Stadium? That's a great question.
Do we?
I don't know if we do. Maybe we do.
Have we been playing the Texans?
All right. So Kevin, now you might say also. All right. These statistics are ridiculous because he's had two different quarterbacks that have thrown to him.
Okay, but like that's the thing I don't understand, because immediately I saw some people were like, well, maybe because Dak can't throw on the road. Like, surely you're not pushing the narrative that Carr is better than Prescott, are you?
Dak Prescott's completion percentage at home.
Oh, no.
67.5%.
Okay.
65% on the road. So it dips.
So it's a tiny bit, but not too much.
His passer rating is a 99.7 at home and a 94.3 on the road.
Okay, so the difference is not discern. I mean,
it might be Derek Carr. What about Derek Carr in 3.5 years, Kevin? Derek Carr's numbers on the road or at home, 65% completion percentage, 62 at home or on the road. So 65 to 62, it doesn't dip that much. So there is an issue. There is clearly a look of concern when it comes to what is going on with Amari Cooper on the road.
I would also like to know the answer to that. This is concerning to me. Let's go to cut 12 from Jerry here, because he was asked about Amari Cooper's struggles versus the Patriots.
Amari, to some degree, has been taken out of the game or controlled by a single cover corner traveling with him. Is that, do you see the Bills doing those sorts of things with light, or do you think he'll have a different opportunity?
Yeah, hard to know what they're going to do.
Why has Amari, his stats are so different at home and on the road. Why has he had trouble on the road compared to being at home?
Yeah, hard to understand that. Amari's a really good football player. We got a lot of confidence in him. He's been an impactful player for us since we've gotten him.
Okay, so obviously that was Garrett right there, but I'm glad somebody asked that question of him. I appreciate that they asked that. And the thing is, like, I know people be like, oh, Jason Garrett blowing off another question, but I don't think so. Like, I think that's a fair takeaway, is it's hard to figure out why somebody who's been such an elite player has such a dynamic split.
Well, Sean and RJ, and let's do a quick radio rewind on the radio.com app. Sean and RJ did talk to Jerry this morning, and this was what he had to say about that struggle.
Yeah, we knew that they were going to put an emphasis on restricting him with their good player that they had. This fell out. It was true to form. And we knew we were going to have to get the ball to other receivers. We did. And that's what it is. I don't think the right question is a physical one with Amari, because he has such a constitution that he works through any limitations he's having physically. He, when you say, is he okay, he doesn't have a fundamental limitation relative to his physical condition. Is he fighting through various nicks and various challenges physically? Yes.
It's good to hear that the next to last thing that he said, that he does not have a fundamental limitation, which what I translate that is there is not such an overwhelming injury that will prevent him from Buffalo on Thursday, which you can hear right here on The Fan, of course, your Thanksgiving tradition. Or if it's just, you know, some minor things and that game just didn't work out his way. That's much better than saying, yeah, I don't know.
A lot of texts coming in about what the possibility of the difference is for him, and we'll get to those in just a second. I wanted to add this. Here's my biggest reason for bringing this up. Not about the regular season. And what KD Drummond did in this story, he brought it up for purposes of how do you right size a contract for this wideout? Because, you know, what do you pay him just for the home games and the road games?
Yeah.
My biggest question is, how does it affect you when you have to go on the road in the playoffs? Because the playoffs, Kevin, that's Jason Garrett's success of being here or not is relying upon what they do this year in the playoffs. And Amari Cooper last year, he went from 15.1 yards per catch and a catch percentage of 78% against the Seahawks at home to 10.8 yards a catch and a catch percentage of 66% on the road against the Rams. Is it matchup? Because Jerry said, hey, look, we knew what Gilmore was going to do. We knew he was the number one guy going into this. Is it just because they have good cornerbacks and he's good against bad cornerbacks?
That seems like that would wash out at least over time to a certain extent, though.
I think you'll find out this Thursday, because now he's going up against one of the best at home. So what's going to be the difference at home? If he just wipes him off the floor again on Sunday or on Thursday, you have to sit back and go, okay, is there something about AT&T Stadium? And some people are saying, man, it's the travel. He said, Amari Cooper said he doesn't have a routine. So whenever he goes on the road, not having an established routine, maybe that's a problem. Because getting into the mindset of what you have to do the same way you do at home might be a little bit of a change from the 2-2-8. Game prep, travel readiness is a clear reason. He's either not getting the appropriate rest or mental preparedness.
You know what? I want to specifically talk about that, the sleep thing or the rest thing. We talked about this maybe like a month ago, is that they had done this analytical study, funny how it always comes back to that, about sleep. And some company put together this determination where they correctly predicted 78% of the basketball games, who would win and who would lose based on the travel schedule. That's astonishing to me.
I remember whenever I was up in Cleveland, I had Charles Barkley's personal driver as my driver that evening, Kevin, and he said that Charles Barkley would come in and tell him who to bet on based on travel.
Yes!
He would tell him all the time, based on travel, here's who you should bet on.
Okay, well then that's the next thing we need to figure out, because I hope that he absolutely torches Tredavious or whoever ends up, like, you know, spending the bulk of the covering time with him, and then we can figure out next how to get him to these places like a day or two earlier, give him some extra rest.
From the 903, what if opposing team's corners are better, top corners are better at home? From the 940, creature of habit. Maybe he has sleeping issues away from the house. That makes sense. But I love this one. 214, his lady isn't on the road with him. It's proven you perform better when you have a little, you know, before games. Hey, Tim Hardaway Jr. performs better when his dad's at the basketball game.
Why would you go from that point to that other point? Oh, we're the KNC masterpiece. Oh my God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.